Seor and Sean Whitfield.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into the program. It is Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105, brought to you by Optimize You. And happy Monday. Hopefully, you're maybe cruising home, windows down. It's that kind of nice out there, and apparently the rest of this week and next week going to be beautiful. It's heating up just as the NASCAR season is as well, or if you're Christopher Bell, it would be like 100 degrees because he's frankly on fire. We are three races into the season and only have two race winners because Christopher Bell went back-to-back with a big win at the Circuit of the Americas, another late race win for the 20 car. Big win for him, big win for Joe Gibbs Racing. And I've got some stats later on. I'm going to throw it at Mr. Whitfield and see if just how good is this Christopher Bell guy? We'll talk about that. Plus, we've got points. We've got standings. We've got to let you know where we're headed to next. It ought to be a good one. So sit back, relax. It is time for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. I am Casey, and across from me, you know what? I mean, he's already a host of several podcasts, a host of a radio show, owner of Whitfield Media Company and Whitfield Media Studios, but I'm going to have to add director to his title because he's the guy clicking and making all these cameras do its business. It is Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, good afternoon. Happy to be here. And
one of the TVs is off. What'd you do?
Well, we've got more equipment being installed this week, and that is where
you have to order another TV.
That's where another computer goes.
Oh my Lord.
So, we're very computer friendly around.
So we've got cameras. I guess when they're TVs that just show stuff, they're monitors. So as it stands right now, we've got seven monitors in this studio, and I'm guessing it's probably not going to stop there. And we've got...
I'm just getting started good.
Four cameras, five microphones, and four statues of guys working out. So I don't know what all...
I mean,
mini fridge full of water.
And the statues of guys working out, I'm hoping that, that will kind of give you some extra motivation there to, consider doing some of that yourself.
You know what?
You think there's a chance of that?
12-ounce curls. I ought to be a pro.
Is that what it's called?
That's right.
Well, maybe I can convince you to, get a little bit more into the health and fitness world.
So, listen, before we get into NASCAR, I did read this or I heard this, but it says you lose weight in the kitchen, you get healthy in the gym. So, what do you think about that? How true is that, Mr. Whitfield?
There's a lot of truth to that.
Because 75%, like weight loss is 75% what you eat. Like you want to add exercise into a regimen, but if you eat like crap, you're really not helping a lot.
Well, yes, there is a lot of truth to that. And that's always an interesting debate. Some people would say it's 50%. Some would say it's 75%. But regardless of how you slice and dice it is a very, very important part of living a healthy life, and especially mixing that into a good health and fitness lifestyle.
But if you eat cheeseburgers and Skittles every day, you can't complain that you even though you're exercising, you can't complain, where are my abs, because
no,
don't eat cheeseburgers and Skittles every day.
That is very true. However, if that's the lifestyle you choose, it is going to help keep your weight down a little bit as opposed to not doing anything at all.
Eating cheeseburgers and Skittles and watching TV.
Yeah. Yeah. Living the Casey Orr lifestyle.
Don't eat cheeseburgers often. Never eat Skittles. My diet is not as bad as you would think, but, not exercising is really starting to take its hold on me.
I've noticed that about you.
Yeah,
you could at least get a walk in.
Gonna eventually do something, but
just
haven't done that yet.
Just get a walk in.
You know what? Actually, my weight loss plan starts Friday.
It does. What's it going to be?
Well, I'm having a colonoscopy.
Okay. So I figure we'll start at ground zero.
So right? Week from Monday, I can get the progress of how well you're doing.
I might be a completely new person. Who knows?
Yeah.
So all my life, my dad, and you know, it's like a term of endearment, but my dad's always told me how full of crap I am. Mm-hmm. So I'm afraid after this colonoscopy, my personality may change. I don't know. We may have never really gotten to the bottom of this whole thing.
Yeah, your wife might like you even more. You know, you never know. You know, you live in that perfect fancy gated community for walking.
It is fancy.
Because you've got plenty of good heels.
Oh, there's lots. Yeah, man. Running in my neighborhood is rough.
It would be an outstanding place for some good cardio.
You throw on the ruck and just go.
Yeah. Yeah. Heck, so what's your excuse?
Walker. I told you, I don't have one. I'm very open about the fact that pure laziness. It's got nothing to do with my knee or other. No, you know what? So, because I don't want to.
But can't we shame you on the radio for a couple of minutes and get you motivated?
You've been trying to shame me for a long time. I'm not exactly sure the kind of motivation I need at this point.
You know, I would thought when your wife, you know, came home or was sitting looking at you at the pool and said you had man boobs, that would possibly do it for you.
You would think that would strike enough chord you know what, I got to do something about it. Still hasn't done it yet.
Yeah, and wasn't there something else she said to you not long ago about your physique or your belly or something?
I'm sure.
I thought there was something else you had shared.
You know what, she takes a lot of shots that if I were to turn around and take them, it would go really bad for me. So I'm just a sponge, man. Yeah. I just soak it up.
You know, that's something how that works.
That it is weird, isn't it?
You know, the wife can throw those shots, but if you send any shots in return, oh my goodness.
That's
almost like the death penalty.
You start learning about the cost of victory. Like, do I really want to win this argument? Because at the end of the day, what have I won? Nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and someone angry, you just go, yep, okay, and then keep going.
It's almost like going up against Trump. You know, the way that happened Friday.
I think we're going to have differing opinions on that one. So,
but it's one of those things where the wife can, you know, she can get away and do about whatever she wants.
She does get to, you know, it's funny how that works. They always end up winning.
That they do. And, you know, I think between you and I both, we could probably do some good counseling on, you know, exactly how to live a happy marriage. I could tell you some of the things that doesn't work so well, and then you could tell us some of the things that do work well, and between the two of us, we'd have a heck of a training course.
I'll tell you what, we could really bring somebody up, couldn't we?
I think we could. That's for sure. We've kind of experienced it all. So how was the weekend?
You know what? It was good. Family came in town. Had a few adult beverages Saturday as I picked up in the yard and did some things.
Now, when you say family, you're talking about the in-law side of the family?
Yeah, in-laws. Okay. And then Sunday, didn't see you at Mass again.
That's because I was at church yesterday.
And then yesterday, just, you know, it's kind of one of those, got a bunch of stuff done at the homestead so that maybe, you know, can get some other things done later, but we'll see.
You're still in good graces with the homeowners association?
Still, everybody's happy there.
You hadn't gotten any warnings or anything?
No
like
nasty
that?
Letters. How about you? What did you do? You were gone.
I went to the Arnold Classic, or the Arnold Sports Festival. It's kind of got both names, and for those that may not know what
Arnold,
that is.
Yeah, Arnold who? Hey, Arnold the TV
Arnold
show?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I've heard of him.
It's a annual event in Columbus, Ohio. That is unbelievable. People from all over the world. It's probably the largest international sports festival, and it's strength sports from powerlifting to strongman to I think martial arts are included. Of course, bodybuilding. It is an amazing event. It's at the Columbus, Ohio, at the Columbus Convention Center. And over 100,000 people in attendance, and people from all over the world. And every kind of product you can think of in the fitness industry is on display.
How many different protein powders did you try this weekend?
You know, I didn't try that many, but there was a whole lot of them there. There was brands that I had never even heard of. It was almost like, and of course, the bodybuilding and fitness supplement business, I think, is well over $2 billion industry in the United States. So it's a big industry. And it just was sort of made me realize as I was touring the expo, because they have the, you know, the big trade show there, that there is a lot of companies that are in that business. And probably the first thing they did was hire one of the best marketing firms they could find. And it's all about the marketing.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about what the label and the container and the package is going to look like.
You've never seen a supplement with a boring package.
No.
It's got to have all the stuff on it, some pretty girl telling you how it's going to make you look. And mm-hmm. I like the, you know, Jim Gaffigan makes a joke, you know, vitamins, they're expensive, but at least there's no proof they work. Which I always thought it was kind of funny because it just, you never know what's in some of this stuff, we got to have it.
And there's some supplement brands out there on the market that there has been test studies done at the lab to verify what is on the label is accurate. And oftentimes with some of the labels that are not some of the top brands, they are less as far as the ingredients of what they've got on the package, or maybe they've got some ingredients in there that's not on the package, or ingredients that could be less healthy than some of the premium ingredients and some of your major label products. So that's something you have to kind of be weary of a little bit, or concerned about as a consumer. But like I say, there was between supplement companies, and then there was energy drink companies there that I had never heard of. You know, the brand the ones we're most familiar with is Monster, Red Bull, maybe Celsius. Celsius had a
Live Fit,
but there was that was probably another 10 or 12 energy drink companies that were there that I never heard of, and they were trying to get a piece of the pie because that's a however many billion-dollar year industry.
Beverage companies sell you water with some other stuff in it, and mm-hmm. at a crazy price, and there's a lot of money to be made if yours becomes popular.
This event is such a big deal in the fitness and health industry. You could have taken this expo, and if you've been in the Chattanooga Convention Center, imagine the Chattanooga Convention Center probably about four times the size. That was how big.
That's big.
Yeah, that was how big this convention center was. There was over 100,000 people in attendance from all over the world. A basic expo badge was $179.
Whoa.
Yeah.
To get in?
Yeah. To just go to the expo. That didn't count going to all the other events that were going
and
on.
I know you, and you still paid that?
Oh, yeah.
Did Mrs. Whitfield go?
No.
Okay.
No.
Wow.
And so
you were just out on your own the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, it's bad.
Yeah. To show you how big this place was, I probably knew about 10 people that were to be there from Chattanooga. I never ran into any of them. I mean, it was so big. It was so spread out. So it was an amazing event. You can, if you're somebody listening, you're kind of curious about what I'm talking about, I think you can Google Arnold Sports Festival. So anyway, it's an annual event, and flew out last Thursday morning. I didn't stay till Sunday because, you know, I did have to get back and visit my wife since our weekends are very valuable to us. But I got in Saturday evening just in time to take her out to dinner. And so
where did you go?
Where do you think?
Aaliyah?
No.
No, really? No. Texas Roadhouse?
No.
Okay, well, I'm really at a loss.
Jay Alexander's.
Oh, yeah, that's one of our go-to's. That's right.
Okay. Yeah, we go there pretty often. Plus, it's convenient, you know, to where we live in East Brainerd. So, but yeah, it was a great weekend. Weather was made you appreciate the weather here. When I got on the plane Saturday morning in Columbus, it was about 11 o'clock. There were snow flurries, and it was in the mid-20s.
Ooh, no thank you. We've already done that down here. We don't want any more of that.
Yeah, so the weather and the wind was brutal. It was 30 to 40 mile per hour wind gust. So it made you appreciate the weather that we have here in the Southeast. But nonetheless, NASCAR was in a warm place. It was nearly 80 degrees, or is about 80 degrees in Texas yesterday. And we saw an outstanding race yesterday. Some say that it is possibly one of the best road course races that we've seen in a very long time. Mike Joy from Fox even said it was possibly one of the best he had ever seen.
You know, talking to people at the office, my NASCAR buddy said that he watched more of the race than he expected because he tuned in and he said, man, it was just really good. So I just kept it on. Now, and NASCAR wasn't competing with any of the other major sports. I think there was golf, maybe a basketball game on. But it's a good time for NASCAR to have a really entertaining race. And, you know, it's a good time to be Christopher Bell. Three races, two wins. He's winning 66% of the races so far this season, Sean.
60%. That's quite a statistic.
I mean, we're only three races in, but and statistically he's won 66% of all the races this year.
After he has his second win of the season. And it was good. It was good hard racing there at the end. Good clean racing. I mean, there for a moment, Kyle Busch looked like he was going to be the guy, and he definitely was the guy to beat. Yeah. However, Christopher Bell just kind of used him up there at the end in the final 10 laps, especially on tires. So it was an exciting, entertaining race. You didn't know what was going to happen in those final 10 laps. And we're going to break it all down this hour right here on Racing Talk Radio. I want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us part of your Monday. Whether you saw the race or whether you didn't, you're in the right place. Each and every Monday at 6 p.m. right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 105. A lot more NASCAR straight ahead for Casey Orr. I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit @homechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram, Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Do you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. Feels gorgeous outside. And, you know, if you didn't know any better, you think it's creeping closer and closer to spring. But every time we do that, it seems like all of a sudden the cold shows back up and here we go. So hopefully it's going to continue to get nice. And don't forget, coming up this Sunday, it's a day we spring forward or spring back. I never always get it wrong.
We lose an hour of sleep.
But it's now going to stay light until about 9 o'clock in the evening. So,
well, probably not that to start off with, but eventually.
When I first moved to here, because I'd grown up and lived in Central Time all my life, and I moved here, and Eastern Time was so hard to get used to because T TV show. Good TV shows are supposed to start at 7. This is back when people tuned into TV, right? Based on when stuff was broadcast. And good TV shows start at 7. And all of a sudden here they start at 8. And like, if you want to watch Monday Night Football all the way to the end of the game, Sean, you're up till midnight. Like, who can do that and go to work the next day? It's crazy. So anyway, the first time I was like, it's 9 o'clock at night and it's still light outside. It's totally mind blowing. But anyway,
how much live television do you watch?
Live television?
Live television.
So I only watch sports if they're live. I refuse to like DVR any sports. The rest of it, probably not a lot of live stuff at all.
So you do use your DVR often?
No, I just, if I don't catch it live, I don't see it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Like, I'll never record a game and go back and watch it, because I'll know what's, I can get on my phone and find out the score. I want to know the real, I want to know in real time.
I do watch most sports live, but other things I watch off the DVR, and I tell you, YouTube TV is so cool. Because I can watch all the same things on my iPhone or tablet just as if I'm at home. When I was in Columbus, Ohio, a few days ago, I was able to watch in my hotel room programming that was going on here in Chattanooga, like local news, as well as I had access to the entire library of my DVR from, you know, being 7 hours away. So it's pretty cool, the technology that we have.
No, it's crazy just how intertwined it can get. So, you know, the old technology listening to us, a little conspiracy theory for you here, Sean. I had a nosebleed, which I very common for me to get, especially when things get dry. Like my nose will get bloody really easy. I had a nosebleed the other day. That's it. No big deal. Talked about it in the car while we were riding. And then today, on one of the social media accounts, boom, popped up an ad for these things to help stop with nosebleeds. So, I mean, that's not something that
did you say something about nosebleeds?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Around my phone.
Yeah.
You know, these things that aren't listening to us, but somehow listen to us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you tell your president to get to the bottom of that? Hey, make stuff stop listening to us.
Yeah, especially on social media.
I can't stand it.
You can be talking about something in your phone. Now, I don't have that problem anymore because I turned the microphone off on my iPhone.
That's a good idea.
You can go there. You can go to your settings.
Do you have to turn it on every time you call someone, though?
No, you can go. A friend of mine was pointing this out to me. He said, well, you can turn the microphone off on your iPhone. I said, what are you talking about? So he got my iPhone. He goes to settings and goes here and there. And next thing you know, he turned it off.
I'm going to look into that.
And that way I don't have that issue anymore.
But I guess the down is if you want to use Siri, and then if you say her name, then that's not going to hear you.
That's possible. I've never used it anyway,
but
I've never used Siri.
A lot of people do.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right about that.
Talking about Christopher Bell, his big win at the Circuit of America's Road Course Racing. 3 races into the season, Christopher Bell has 2 wins. And, of course, coming up this Sunday, we head back to Phoenix. So, I tell you what, starting off of the year, you go restrictor plate race like we do in Daytona all the time, 1.5 mile road course race, and then 1 mile short track or so. You know, pretty good little spattering of types of racetracks that we're going to kick the season off.
Oh, I would agree. And of course, it was good to see such a competitive race as we were talking about at the beginning of the program yesterday at COTA. You might remember a little history between Christopher Bell and Kyle Busch. Did not end well for those two last year at Texas or the year before. So Christopher Bell was more than determined to try to race Kyle Busch as clean as he could, because he didn't want to find himself having the kind of conversation that he had with Kyle Busch last year. Matter of fact, Fox sort of reflected on that a little bit during their broadcast and showed some video from last year's conversation after the race. But another thing to point out, Christopher Bell is the first driver since 2018 to win 2 of the first 3 races of the season. And here he's sitting here with 10 playoff bonus points. I'd say right now they're in a pretty good spot.
Wouldn't you agree?
I would say that Christopher Bell can start to book his tickets to the playoffs. Don't worry, you'll be there. And, you know, listen, it's a long season, but if you can win two of the first three, it sets you up for a season that you're going to have a lot of success in. Listen to this, Sean. Christopher Bell's win in Atlanta makes him the only driver in the next-gen car era to win on a dirt track, a short track, a 1 mile, an intermediate, a road course, and a super speedway. That's 10 wins on 6 different types of tracks. So, you talk about a guy that can get it done absolutely everywhere. I think Christopher Bell's kind of flown under the radar. I think we all know he's good and he wins races, but it's ironic that he had a dust up with Kyle Busch, because he's kind of up until now been the guy that can win at any kind of course. Christopher Bell, I think he's the new guy that can win at every kind of course.
He is certainly displaying that right now. No question about that. He is very well respected around the garage area, respected among his teams there at Joe Gibbs Racing. Seems to be very polite, seems to have everything going for him that you want to have. That's a guy that's trying to move up in the ranks. And, of course, I'd say moving up in the ranks, he's achieved that because he's driving for one of the best organizations, or at least one of the top three best organizations in NASCAR for Joe Gibbs Racing. And so age 30 years old, he's still got a lot of good years ahead of him. And, let's sort of describe for just a moment for our listeners, those final, say, 10 laps, it was up between Kyle Busch, Christopher Bell, William Byron, and Tyler Reddick. And then Noah Gregson was a guy that we didn't think that was going to be much of a contender. But as those laps kept rolling around, Noah Gregson kept getting closer and closer. But basically, Christopher Bell just wore down Kyle Busch, because Kyle was having to be on the defense to some extent, and he just got the best of him wearing out those tires. And Christopher Bell didn't pit until he just had to there at the end, so he didn't have near as many laps on his tires as Kyle Busch had there at the end.
Yeah, you really saw a lot of the different strategies play out. And I remember, you know, we watched these guys. Remember when blocking used to just be something you weren't supposed to do? Like, you got to race. But now blocking seemed to be like, well, you can't blame them. You know, to get a win, you got to get these things. It's what guarantees you into the playoffs. We see it on a lot of other tracks, but, man, it seems so much harder on road courses, because you're not looking over your shoulder one way. You've got to do it both ways. And instead of each corner essentially being the same, a little different, now every entry point and exit point in each of these turns is different for every car. So it's tough when, you know, Kyle Busch, they haven't made a better race car driver. But for him to not be able to hold on to that lead, you just knew how excruciating that had to be, because he did everything he could. Yeah. But, God, that is what makes it tough. Credit to them for both racing each other clean. But, man, that was a lot of fun to watch, because it's like you see the move about to be made. Is it going to be at this turn? Is it going to be the next one? Is he going to try to take him in a straightaway when he cuts low, or is the other car going to cut him off? So a lot of fun watching those last few laps. A
couple of things that caught my attention after the race was over. Fox only had the first and second place winner as far as interviews go. Radio had, I think, maybe the top five. And they also had an interview with Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch defined himself, in his words, as a butthead for not being able to
hold on
and accomplish the win. It is approaching 60 races 60 races since Kyle Busch has had a victory.
Wow.
He wants one real bad.
60 races.
He's even made comments in one or two interviews that he wants his kids to grow up seeing their dad as a winner. And right now, he is not able to display that
before his two sons.
That would be tough to know you're that good and to have the success, but by the time your kids are up and around and knowing exactly what's going on, you're kind of on the tail end. Like, yeah. You know how many times Jimmy Johnson has to explain to his kids, like I'm one of the greatest of all time. I'm like, yeah, Dad, whatever. Like, no, seriously. Like, that's a good point. People used to, okay, Dad, whatever.
Yeah, and especially his oldest son. You know, he's racing in all types of races now, and I think he's even getting ready to start racing in the Legend Series. I was trying to remember his son's name. It'll come to me during the break or something. But anyway, he is certainly invested a lot of time and money and resources into supporting his son into racing. All right, let's get into all the results of the EcoPark Automotive Grand Prix at the Circuit of Americas. And that was in Austin, Texas. Christopher Bell got his 11th victory in 183 Cup Series races. As Casey shared earlier, two victories so far out of three races in 2025. This is his first victory and third top 10 in five races of his career so far at the Circuit of Americas. William Byron came in second. He posted his third top 10 finish in five races there in Austin. It's his second top 10 finish in 2025. Tyler Reddick came in third. He posted his fifth top 10 finish in five races at the Circuit of Americas. Moving on down into the rest of the results, we had Chase Elliott in fourth, started third. Kyle Busch in fifth, started eighth. Sixth was Shane Van Gisbergen.
SVG.
He was the highest finishing rookie. Everybody pretty much suspected him to do well, and he managed to do very well and ended up in the top 10. Seventh, Chris Buescher. Eighth, Noah Gregson. Ninth, Alex Bowman. And 10th, Todd Gilliland.
Look at the Todd Gilliland appearance. Ross Chastain, 12th. Other drivers of note, Keselowski, 15th. Stenhouse Jr., 18th. Ryan Blaney, 19th. Denny Hamlin, 21st spot. Joe Logano, 24th. Eric Jones, 27th. Kyle Larson, Sean, who actually had the fastest lap of everybody, started in 7th, ended up finishing in 32nd. Austin Dillon, 35th, and only 37 drivers made this race.
Show you how well Kyle Busch did. He led 42 laps. 42 laps.
Man, that's a lot of laps around there.
Of the race in a 95-lap race. So he led nearly half of the race.
You know, most laps, just kind of the average, is about 100 seconds. That was everybody's about best lap. And you think about where we're going to go, like in Phoenix, where, you know, a lap lasts 30 seconds or something like that. Like, it's kind of a wild thing to see just the different tracks and the different things that these guys are able to go on. Heck of a race at Austin, Texas, though. Heck of a Circuit of Americas. And you know what? Just continuing this, it's early. So let's not crown anybody or let's not say anything too nuts, but what is starting out to be a really solid year.
The guys that didn't fare so well, Ty Gillen, Daniel Suarez, and Austin Dillon, were three of the standouts in the
stand downs.
Stand downs. That's a good way to describe it.
Standouts for doing poorly.
Austin Dillon, he got turned around by Denny Hamlin when Hamlin locked up his brakes, and Dillon was running in the top 20 back at that time, finishing his season worst so far of 35th. Of course, Denny Hamlin, you might have mentioned him a moment ago.
I did.
21st position for Denny Hamlin. There were four caution flags for 15 laps, and there were 20 lead changes among nine drivers. Overall, I'm going to give this race a good, solid A.
I'm with you. It was an A. It was fun to watch. God, these cars and these drivers have come so far in road course racing. I thought it was an excellent show.
All right, when we come back, we're going to share with you the driver's standings, also get into news in the world of NASCAR. Going to share with you some of the latest facts and figures that NASCAR has released for the 2025 Daytona 500, as well as other news we'll be sharing as we go along. We want to thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. If you miss any portion of today's broadcast, you can log on our website tomorrow at racingtalkradio.com. Just click on past shows
or go to your favorite podcast platform and search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download at any of your favorite podcast platform. Listen to us anytime, anywhere on demand. More NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program, Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday at 6. Just set your clock to it, Sean. We'll be here each and every Monday getting you caught up on all the NASCAR news and information you need to know. Today, talking about Christopher Bell's big win at the Circuit of the Americas. And coming up this Sunday, NASCAR heads to Phoenix. Phoenix Raceway, 312 laps for that one. And then, Sean, Las Vegas, then Miami Homestead Speedway, then Martinsville, Darlington and Bristol and Talladega rounds out all of March and April. So lots of good races coming up starting this Sunday at Phoenix.
Little NASCAR trivia for you. When was the last time...
Harry Gant. Oh, sorry.
When was the last time a woman raced in the NASCAR Cup Series, and who was it?
A female raced in any of the series or the
Cup
Series?
No, in the NASCAR Cup Series.
In the Cup Series. It has to be Danica Patrick. It has to be, right?
That is correct.
And Danica, oh gosh, this is going to make me feel old. Let's say 10 years ago?
Not that long ago.
Okay, good. I was going to say 8, but then I figured I wasn't quite going far back far enough.
Danica was the last woman to compete in the Cup Series. That was in 2018. Danica made 191 NASCAR Cup races from 2012 to 2018, and then ran 61 Xfinity Series races from 2010 to 2014. The reason I bring this up is we have a new lady that's going to be running.
I see that
this weekend in the NASCAR Cup Series in Phoenix. And her name is Catherine Legee. She's going to be driving the number 78 Chevrolet for Live Fast Motorsports. And it is the first time she's ever raced in one of the top series of NASCAR. Well, I take that back. She has raced five NASCAR Xfinity Series races. She competed in the ARCA race at Daytona, was eliminated in a crash after three laps. So she didn't get the season started off too well. Also, another interesting part of her race career is she has made four Indianapolis 500 starts, including the past 2 years.
Yeah, it sounds like she's got some experience, obviously got some talent to be around, to be in the series. I am eager to, and you know, Danica proved, you know, she never won a race, Sean, but she was competitive in some, and she won some poles, and she was in good equipment. But for a long time, it seemed like a female in the top series of motorsports was like a gimmick. Or remember when Jennifer Jo Cobb, like she was in the truck series, and it never seemed like it was like a legit thing. I do think it would be cool if we do have a female competitor that gets in and has some success. So all the best to Catherine. I think that'd be cool.
Diversity has been very important to NASCAR for a very long time. I would say at least for probably the last 12 to 15 years, even though to the NASCAR fan base, they may not recognize how much emphasis NASCAR has put on it with trying to find talent with diversity, because it just hasn't seemed like it's worked out too well.
What is your favorite saying that you've said about NASCAR since we've started this show?
It's a business first and a sport second.
Exactly. And business has gotten harder for NASCAR. It's all about sponsorship. And so finding different avenues of revenue, essentially, which to teams usually means finding new sponsors, is paramount. And that, you know, when Danica came aboard, Sean, they were lined up to be on her car. You open yourself up to, you know, international drivers, to brands and segments of the audience that you would never, that aren't, just aren't going to tune in to see how Chase Briscoe's doing, but they want to see how Juan Pablo Montoya's doing, or how, you know, Danica Patrick, or whatever else. It brings eyeballs and sponsorship to the sport. And if there's ever been a sport that craves diversity, it's NASCAR. Because listen, the drivers are absolutely athletes, and it's hard what they do. But I mean, the machines are what, theoretically speaking, a machine that goes 200 miles an hour. I mean, you could put the right robot in there and go that fast, right? So it lends itself to that kind of stuff. We've just never seen it stick. So I hope that Catherine goes out and has some success.
Think back to 2012 when Danica Patrick left IndyCar.
It was all the rage.
And went to NASCAR.
She won a race at IndyCar, by the way. She has gone out and competed at the highest level and had a race win.
Yeah. But you remember what a big deal it was when she came to NASCAR? Danica is a pretty young lady. She's got the sex appeal. She has a
sponsor's dream.
Yeah, the personality. She always did fairly well speaking to media. She had the total package. And GoDaddy stepped up and was spending a ton of money in the sport to support her, as well as there were some other sponsors that were also a part of her racing career from 12 to 18.
And in those final 2 or 3 years, Stuart Haas Racing kept her in the lineup, not because she was performing well, but because she had sponsorship.
The same reason Paul Menard had a ride for as long as he did.
Yeah.
Had a sponsor.
Yeah. So, all right, so she's a prime example of how if you've got sponsors, it will carry you a long way.
So this is going to make me feel old. But do you remember the magazines, Maxim and FHM and stuff and all that? All right. So that's the first time I ever heard of Danica Patrick.
Do they still have those?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I do remember the first time I ever heard of Danica, it was through one of those magazines. Mm-hmm. April of 2003 is when Danica did her FHM photo shoot. And I remember that magazine. So 2003.
Wasn't she wearing a baby blue swimsuit or a white one?
Let me see. Red, but she was she posed with all these cool cards. Yeah. I mean, it was all cards and a girl, you know.
Yeah, those photos are still circulating on the internet.
I wasn't even in Chattanooga yet. You know, I mean, like that's how long ago that was. Hmm. And here we are, you know, now. So it's just kind of one of those. But yes, Danica was very popular. Like people in not just motorsports, but people in just popular culture knew who she was. And that was a huge deal.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I'm going blank. But the drag racing girls.
Oh, the Force girls.
Yeah, the Force girls, you know, and they were having some success as well.
I think they still are. I haven't paid much attention to NHRA
in a while. I
haven't either,
but that was a big deal for a while. So hopefully, all this to say, I hope, you know, she's going in with an underfunded team and into a racetrack that doesn't lend itself to upsets. But hopefully Catherine can get out there and have some success.
Yeah, and I would love to just see her finish the race this weekend. Because so far she's not had a lot of success in getting a lot of laps in the NASCAR top series. All right, let's get to the points standings after the cup race in Austin, Texas at the Circus of Americas. William Byron is leading. He is 2 points ahead of second place Ryan Blaney, third Tyler Reddick, fourth Christopher Bell, and fifth Chase Elliott.
Bubba Wallace in sixth. What? Yes, Bubba Wallace in sixth spot. Alex Bowman seventh, Michael McDowell eighth, Kyle Busch ninth, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 10th, followed by Austin Cindric, Chris Buescher, Joey Logano, John Hunter Nemechek, Carson Hocevar, and Kyle Larson rounding out the top 16. That would leave Ross Chastain and Denny Hamlin and SVG on the outside looking in, and Ty Dillon and Austin Dillon and a whole bunch of other guys. But very early in the season, only thing we know for sure is Christopher Bell's on fire and has 2 wins, but still only 4th place in the points.
We're up against a break, but I want to share this real quick. You mentioned Carson Hocevar, and it reminded me of part of the pre-race show on Fox yesterday. Jamie McMurray did an interview with Carson Hocevar, and he was talking to him about his aggressive driving at the race at Atlanta. And a couple of the drivers, you know, came up to him and after the race was over and wasn't too happy and the way he was handling himself on the racetrack. And he made a statement or a comment that he had heard from many top drivers, most of them veterans, Mark Martin, Jeff Gordon, and others, complimenting his driving style, giving him the advice, keep doing what you're doing. Don't slow down. Just be who you are. And you'll win races. And so the feedback from the NASCAR community, especially you could say the Hall of Fame community, was Carson, keep going and doing what you're doing.
Carson, keep driving that Hosa car.
That's right.
Would be the headline for that one.
Yeah. All right. It is time for us to take a break. When we come back, we will talk for just a moment about some facts of the Daytona 500 that some of you out there may find interesting. Also, too, we're going to talk about something that TNT Sports and Max is offering now, as well as some other NASCAR news if we have time. We got all that straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Housing inventory is up in 2025. And as your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and information you need to know, looking ahead to our race coming up at Phoenix. So that'll be race number 4 in the season. And you know what? The way it's going, another win by Christopher Bell. Statistically speaking, he's got a good shot at this next one. Now, we'll see who does well at Phoenix and then, of course, on through the springtime schedule.
NASCAR sent out a news release to all the media a week or two ago on the facts and figures of the 2025 Daytona 500. I am certainly not going to go through these 5 pages because it would bore most of you, nor do we have time, but I'm just going to share a few things that caught my attention. This year's Daytona 500 had 16,389 total green flag passes, most ever at Daytona. 331 green flag passes for the lead, most ever at Daytona.
Nice.
56 lead changes, the fourth most in events history. It's the third straight Daytona 500 with 40 or more lead changes. William Byron is the youngest driver to win multiple Daytona 500s, breaking the record held by Jeff Gordon in the number 24, which Gordon was 27. The fifth driver to win back-to-back Daytona 500s, the first ever was Denny Hamlin. Going on into some other stats that caught my attention was betting, sports betting.
It's all the rage.
You know, that's something that we haven't really talked much about, but that is gotten so big, sports betting. And I also understand that it's becoming a very big problem across America.
It's so, you know, I mean, gambling has been illegal for a long time because of its addictive nature. Mm-hmm. But aside from that, whether or not you have any moral qualms or anything, the fact that it is so easy to do now, like order food, right? You get on your phone, Sean, you and I in less than five minutes could have an account set up, can have that account funded, and we could be betting that William Byron's going to win whatever. And it's not just that, it's prop bets. And you're starting to see a lot of this. So in college basketball, you know, these are college kids, and I know NIL has made it to where we can pay kids now, but there's not enough money to go around for all the kids, and you're seeing investigations into some programs because is there price fixing going on? Are these kids betting a certain way? And then since they are able to determine some of that outcome, betting that they lose by more than eight points and making sure they lose by more than 8 points to make a little money. Mm-hmm. You know what? It is one of the I'm pro betting. You know, if you want to spend your money on that, have a ball. But that is one of the things about Pandora's box, because some of this stuff, once you let out, can't be put back in.
I don't know if I read this somewhere online or I heard it either on radio or television. Medical debt is, I think, between that and student loan debt, is two of the top biggest debts that people are burdened by today. And I think sports betting is now running about third.
Well, if you do it in an app, you can't bet money that's not in there, right? So, but if you put $500 in your account and now you can't pay other bills, then that's still debt.
Yeah, but who's to say you're not running up credit cards?
Most of them don't let you fund with credit cards, but yes, you are correct.
Oh, they don't?
No, most
of them. Are you sure about that?
I think, well, you know what? I'm not. But I think it's like,
I don't think that's correct.
I think it's kind of like the lottery. It's got to be only because, straight cash, homie.
Only because I've got a good friend that their spouse passed away a few years ago. And they found out after his passing that he had a credit card that he had been doing sports betting on, and the debt was almost $9,000.
Wow.
Now, she was not held liable because her name was not on the credit card account. But she had no idea about it until a couple of months after his death.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah. So to answer that question, credit cards can be taken or are taken. It may vary from company to company. What caught my attention in the research from NASCAR, they launched the first ever sports betting partner integration with DraftKings.
DraftKings.
Yeah, leading up to and during the Daytona 500. They acquired more customers during the Daytona 500 than all the 2024 broadcasts combined. Betting volume on the Daytona 500 increased as much as 40% on the sportsbook apps. Most popular states for betting volume were New York, North Carolina, and Ohio. Live betting after the green flag accounted for almost 25% of all of the bets.
So I have deleted it off my phone. I love to bet and used to love to bet football. But I literally haven't gotten into it because I know I'll just really get into it. Mm-hmm. And granted, I've got the money to and I could never enjoy myself and spend a lot of money. But it can be a problem for people, Sean. And the phone, you know how it is. The phone gives you anonymity. Like, you don't have to walk up to some place and and hand them $100 bills. You don't have to call some shady guy that will break your kneecaps if you don't pay back. You just log in and you bet. And you lose, we'll just double up the next one. And it's not you and I betting to see who wins this race. We can go, who's going to win this stage? Hey, who's going to lead the next lap? I mean, there's so many different kind of crazy bets. And people are taking advantage.
And it could be an addiction to some people. Absolutely. Just like alcohol. Just like being an alcoholic.
Absolutely. That, you know, gambling.
It's never been anything I've had interest in, or for sure never had an addiction to.
A lot of religions are against it. You know, you're not supposed to gamble.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of addictions, Rebel Bourbon is now a sponsor of Kyle Busch. You might have saw that yesterday on his race car. 108 single barrel bourbon. Richard Childress Racing is the official bourbon, Red Rebel Bourbon is the official bourbon of Richard Childress Racing. They have just released 5,000 cases of the new Kyle Busch 108 single barrel.
By God.
Which is available nationwide for around the low price of $39.99. That's not a bad price.
108 proof, though. Unless it's 108 something else.
Well, I'm not much of a drinker, occasionally
not a big bourbon guy.
Occasionally I like some Chattanooga whiskey. And I think they're 112. And I had some at Nightfall a few years ago is how I even tried it. And it seems like a bottle of their 112 is around $49.95.
So I think the whole tagline. So
it's in line.
If you drink enough of it, you'll think your wife looks like Samantha Bush, right? Is that the key?
You know, I hadn't thought about that.
Let's run out and get bottles today.
I know what to get you for your birthday. Not only get you a bottle, but get you a case.
Hey, she's your favorite. You ought to try some of that.
If you are a big Kyle Busch fan, you may want to stop by your nearby liquor store and pick you up a bottle of Kyle Busch 108 Single Barrel.
Rebel Yell.
Yeah, Rebel Bourbon. All right, Casey, we had more, but we're out of time. Any final words, sir?
Have a great weekend. Let's see what happens at Phoenix, and we'll be back.
Yeah, that's right. And if you don't get a chance to watch the race next weekend, no worries. And whether you do watch the race, still no worries. Still join us here Monday at 6 p.m. right here for Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105, and we'll give you all the information you need to know. And if we don't share it, because it's not important.
You didn't need to know it.
You didn't need to know it. That's for sure. So we're celebrating 24 years of talking NASCAR here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 105. We hope all of you out there have a great week. And we will talk to you again next Monday. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. And thank you for listening.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.